Now joined by head coach Ty Stillwell of the Grundy R5 Lady Panthers. Again, it's about as good of a week as you can get. They played three games all back-to-back-to-back and won all three by double digits, all on the home floor last week. Gilman City on Tuesday, 60-21. Ty Navlin the next day, 64-41. Then on Thursday, Hale a 50-28 victory. Did the girls get Friday off, coach, or did they have to come into practice after three wins in 3 days?
Oh, we came in just for a short little hour to get some shots up and work on some minor things that we saw throughout the week that we might want to fix before moving in this week. You know, we had a game on Monday, so we still want to stay pretty fresh.
Well, we talk all the time about peaking at the right time of year. Not that districts are here yet, but they'll be here in 2 weeks. And looks like the girls are playing their best basketball of the season. That has to have you pleased.
Oh, yeah, they're playing great. You know, it's kind of tough to compare games week by week, but, you know, we've seen Ty Navlin in the Meadville tournament and took them to overtime, and then we played them again last week and won by a large margin. So just the improvements they made in 1 week and getting back to doing things right, you know, they're definitely playing at a high level.
Yeah, this is going to be a kind of a psychological statement, but, you know, I think that plays a lot into sports. When the girls take a look at the bracket this week and they see a number one next to Grundy R5, that gives them a little bit of confidence of what they can be, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard telling how long it's been since Grundy girls have been a number one seed. And, you know, these seniors have been a top team in this conference for, you know, going on their fourth year. So coming into it knowing that they're the one seed now has got to be a great confidence for them.
So you go down to, if I remember right, you go down to Meadville in 2 weeks for districts, right?
Correct.
So are we looking at Meadville one seed, Grundy the two? Is that kind of, if you can hold your own here over the next 2 weeks and obviously continue to play well, is that your expectations for seeding?
Green City is actually in the same district, so I expect Green City to get the one and Meadville get the two, and us probably fall in that three spot.
Well, I wasn't aware of Green City, and I tell you what, Green City is the top five, and I think they're still unbeaten.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, there's your one. So, anyway, what that means is there's a pretty good chance. I think you're going to see Meadville again at some point this season, coach.
Yeah, you know, we actually play them next week in the regular season, and then, you know, there's a good chance we see them again in districts. But, you know, we're looking forward to it. We want that game back, and, you know, the girls are trying to prepare each and every day for, you know, districts.
Yeah, obviously you tell the girls things one game at a time. That's very, very smart. But do you guys as a coaching staff, because I can kind of look at it and say, I think Meadville's going to be a two and Grundy's a three. They're probably going to play each other in the semifinals. You see them again next week. Do you kind of have that big picture of we got to figure out a way to get by Meadville?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it starts with, you know, doing things right this week at the ACC tournament, and then three games we and finish off in the regular season in the right manner. You know, if we do those two things there, you know, then we take care of the first round bye, then everything should fall in place, you know, a lot of momentum, a lot of energy ready to go against, you know, Meadville in that second round.
So it was a different game. Yeah, you know, I'm going to compare and contrast here because I got off the phone a half hour ago with Coach Wyatt up at Mercer, and I think anybody who was at the Mercer-Winston boys game knows that Mercer had a pretty nice lead, you know, in the fourth quarter, and Winston, yeah, got momentum, outscored him 17-2, rallied, beat him. Very tough loss for Mercer. It wasn't exactly the same story when you played Meadville, but it was a tough loss down there. And I talked with Coach Wyatt about how you can have a tough loss, and sometimes going into February, that can be the best thing because it just kind of galvanizes the girls where they go, I don't want to feel that again. Do you kind of get that sense that loss to Meadville had that effect on your girls, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was actually one of the first things we talked about was just how that tasted, you know, knowing that, you know, we probably didn't do enough things correctly to win the game, even though we, you know, we came back and had a great second half. You know, we just didn't do things well enough in the first half, and it was just effort plays that we've got to do a better job of doing. So I think it kind of widened the girls' eyes of, like, you know, we still put up a lot of points, and, you know, if we just do these simple things better, you know, we could be really great.
How valuable of a, whatever you want to call it, a teaching tool, or probably at this point of the year, it's probably more so a motivational tool, and the girls know this too, to know that they're good enough to beat Meadville, but they just didn't get the job done that night. That's what makes that painful.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that's the painful aspect you're talking about, but also the motivation that keeps girls going, and that's what makes sports great. You know, is they know they have every chance to win any ball game they play, and they might have let that one slip through their hands, but they're preparing each and every day that if they get that opportunity again, they're not going to let another one slip through.
East Harrison, coach, what's the biggest challenge with playing early today?
You know, the biggest challenge is, you know, this isn't too big of a deal for us because, you know, we usually practice starting at 4 o'clock, so it's actually a good thing to keep going. But the main thing is just not taking this one seed lightly and going in there flat, but coming in and setting the tone, you know, setting the tone early and playing our style of basketball and getting out and going.
here's one of the things, too. I've seen one seeds before that they come out and they play flat, but they got enough talent that they end up winning. But they didn't. They don't play real well in winning. So then you end up getting into bad habits. And then that's kind of the bottom line of where you say, let's play well and let's win. Let's go for two for two on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talked about earlier about trying to peak at the right time. You know, we don't want to be taking any steps backwards, even though, you know, it is a 1-7 matchup. You know, we don't want to take that game lightly, and we don't want to just go in there and win off pure talent. We want to get better at something during that game. That way, when we play these really good teams, we prepare for hopefully Saturday night and a districts. We're preparing for the best, and we're not surprised, and we've been doing it against every team, no matter how good they are.
Against all three teams, Gilman City, Tyne, Avalon, and Hale last week, Coach, you had by far the superior record, and you were at home, so you're a favorite to win, but you came out and got the job done, and obviously the girls did a lot of good things. It looks like to me, if you just look at your team right now as far as, you know, who's brought their game to another level, and we mentioned her last week, but Aubrey Gann is certainly doing that for your basketball team right now. She's scoring the ball great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she's starting to find the holes in the defenses and understand where she needs to move at in the offense to get more open and how to attack. You know, she's doing a great job of looking for her shot and capitalizing when she gets it.
How much, too, because, you know, we mentioned Aubrey numerous times on the coaches' show this year, but we know you got Jandy Peterson, who is a very talented student-athlete, but also coming off of a couple ACL tears, which is always in the back of your mind, and that's almost a mental thing trying to come back from as much as physical. How much is her game, especially here going toward districts, Coach, because we know how good Jandy is, how much is it back to where it was before the injuries?
Man, this last week she has been incredible. You know, she looks like she's starting to trust everything. You know, just last week she had, you know, two back-to-back games with 20-plus, and there was one game she even had a triple-double. So she's playing at, you know, a super high level, and hopefully, you know, she keeps playing at that high level and confidence just going forward, you know, these next 3 weeks.
Your team, you know, certainly with Green City in that district, you know, that's going to be a tough team to knock off. But you probably got Meadville on your side of the bracket. You got three games on the road, and Tri-County is going to be a tough one next week as well, along with Meadville. So test coming there. But if you want to make the sort of run that you want to make, your late regular season and the postseason, does it all start defensively for the Lady Panthers at this point, Coach?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the girls are starting to figure out that we can score points. And, you know, there was one game we scored 11 points with a minute, 9 seconds left. So they know they can score, and it's now turning on the defense and letting defense translate to offense and keeping teams low enough that, you know, even if we have a bad shooting night, we're still going to win the ball game.
If you go all the way back to, and this is the game I saw you play at Holiday Hoops, and granted, you lost to a really good basketball team, but it wasn't really close either. Montrose got you 60-30, and since that point, looks like you've won 9 of 10 games, Coach, and the only loss you had was to Meadville. You start going on a run like that, and the girls' expectation is, hey, we're going to go out, we're going to take care of business.
Yeah, that game was kind of a big turning point for us, because we know that, you know, it shouldn't have been, the score shouldn't have looked like that. We shouldn't have played that bad, you know, and we just were not mentally prepared. And I think it kind of sparked a fire underneath the girls, and, you know, you can tell how they played recently.
You know, next week, well, obviously we'll save this for next week, but with road trips to Mercer, Tri-County, and Meadville, those are three teams that are all well above 500. Do you like the way that your team gets tested there with trips on the road before going into district, with the way that the schedule pans out this year, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to play the good teams near the end, so it's not surprising when you get to districts.
Tonight, it's a matchup at 4 o'clock, so this airs at 5:30. So if you didn't make it up to Mercer, I hate to tell you this, but you're not going to make it up there at this point. So it started at 4. A victory would have the Lady Panthers Thursday at 4 against either North Harrison or Winston. Championship game is set for Saturday at 6:30. Third place game Friday at 8. Consolation final is Friday at 5. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck this afternoon.
Yep, thank you for the coverage.